At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, here we are. What the heck? What am I doing here? This is Johnny Rabbit. It's been a long time. Yeah, well, I was on the air earlier this morning with Scott Jagow talking about ghosts of St. Louis, which is a great subject for this time of the year. But actually, sitting in the studio is very kind of strange. Because I haven't been here for 2 years and 7 months. I remember it was 1 a.m. when I left. Finished Route 66. I just played Bob Cuban in The Cheater. That was the last song of that show. We thought we'd be back after COVID would be over in a week or two or three. But that was at 1 a.m. Sunday, March 15th. So it's 2 years and 7 months. Well, it's good to be back.
But who's counting, really?
Right. You know, who's counting? And, you know, all those scare reports now. The flu's going to be bad and COVID could come back. We live in a world of fear, I'm afraid. But there are also good things that are going on. Juliet Heif, how are you?
Hi, Rabbit. I'm great. Thanks.
That's Juliet Simone. If you attend any Oasis functions, and I know a lot of people do, you will probably have already met Juliet. Functions. I mean, do you go to all of them? Do you attend every one?
I wish I could. my selfish reason for being with Oasis for over 10 years now is because I really want it to be around when I'm ready to retire. Mm-hmm. So I can go to all of the programs in our catalog because I have, I want to.
I guess so. I look at that catalog and think, yeah, I'm going to do a lot of those things as well. It's a huge catalog. And Juliet, what about Oasis? What is Oasis exactly?
Yeah, so Oasis is a nonprofit, and we are celebrating our 40th anniversary here in St. Louis this year. There is an event that we will tell you more about. That where you really get to understand the history of Oasis with the founder, Marilyn Mann, and the current president, Paul Weiss, and then the only other president between Marcia Kurz. And so you can really get the full and complete history. But we started back in 1982, and it was an idea that Marilyn Mann had of looking around for what older adults could do at the time. And she was looking for things for her aging parents to do and was disappointed at the kind of kindergarten crafts and knitting circles. And that was really about it. Nothing bad to say about knitting circles. But she thought we could really do better. And so from that idea was born the nonprofit. And to this day, we continue to provide recreational education for older adults, ways to have meaningful volunteering opportunities, and health classes and workshops and exercise programs to make sure that you have a healthy lifestyle.
Sounds good. But now tell me what OASIS stands for, those letters.
Oh, man, that's a tough one because I think there's some myth and there's some truth in that. And I think people have tried to reverse engineer a meaning and made it an acronym because it looks like it should be older adults something, 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 right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
It looks like it should. But in fact, it's not. It doesn't stand for anything.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I know. It's always like a, aw, nuts. Oh. But, you know, yeah. And we also stopped writing it in all caps because I think that that also made people want it to mean something. I get that. So
now, did Oasis start here in St. Louis, or was it another city?
It did.
Cities?
No, it did. So it did start in St. Louis. Yeah, and we at one point, I believe in the late '90s, early 2000s, at the peak, there were 40-ish locations across the country, and now there are 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so that rise and fall really had to do with Oasis's sort of original home, which was inside department stores, inside
like Famous Bar downtown here.
Exactly. And so the rise and fall of the of all of those Oasis locations really had to do with the rise and fall of the mall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the ones that have survived, there's only one that's inside of a mall anymore, and that one's in Bethesda, Maryland.
But in many of the programs, I look at the catalog, and it'll say it's originating from San Diego or wherever it is. So
yeah.
People here can go to these programs by Zoom.
Exactly. So that's, I think like many of us have experienced, some of the interesting things of the pandemic is creating this, virtual world that we can all enjoy now in addition to our, in-person life. And so we have created Oasis Everywhere, which is the virtual programming where we do collect sort of the best of from the locations across the country.
How many programs do you have? I'd say a month.
A month? There's probably about, 3, 4, 5, 6 a day. So,
That many. That's good. How do you keep up with that?
We work hard.
That's your job.
We work hard, Johnny Rampant.
And you have a lot of volunteers as well.
We do. So our biggest volunteer program is our intergenerational tutoring program, and that has been around since the mid-'80s. And before COVID, across the country, we had about 5,000 older adult tutors tutoring 22,000 kids in K through third grade in literacy. Of course, COVID, really dropped those numbers. We did our best to convert to a digital format, but we do hope that those numbers, are met again and exceeded, once things get kind of more back to normal.
How do you get the word out about Oasis? You're doing it right now, right here, but is there an advertising program or is there some sort of social medias?
Yeah, we're building our social media presence, I would say. Our catalog is probably our best mechanism to get the word out. But we also, do e-blasts and, do as many radio spots or, print advertisements still that we can.
And affiliations, are you affiliated with other organizations? I know you talked about the 40th anniversary is going to be at the History Museum. Are there other charities?
Sure. We partner whenever we can, certainly instead of compete with any other nonprofits around town. And we certainly have, worked really well over the years with the library systems, both in the city and the county. The History Museum has been a good friend of ours for a long time. But Barnes has been one of our largest supporters and partners in town. And so we are underneath their community health improvement department at BJC. And so we are really, really being seen for the good work that we're doing in lower income communities and supported in that way as well.
That's good. Well, we're at your service. This is Johnny Rabbit. And that it's our friend from Oasis, who I see quite often, Juliet Simone. We'll be right back. And we were going to talk, too, about that 40th anniversary. We're on KMOX 1120. At midnight at the Oasis, like Maria Merldauer saying, it's about 1:18 now in St. Louis, and we're at the Oasis with Juliet Simone, who does a great job. And what is your job exactly? I'd say you do a great job. You know you do, but what do you do?
So I am the National Health and Program Director. So I oversee really all of the program operations, including many of our grant-funded health initiatives, as well as our lifelong learning business.
I noticed when I went down to the we'll get our next guest downstairs. You said we're going to get your steps. Yes, I've got my steps. I'm watching it right now. So far today, This is not too bad for me. 2,571.
Yeah, good for you.
But and it's still early. What the heck? Now, do you do that? Do you have one of those watches?
Or... I don't.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't.
I don't. I know. I'm an outlier in that, I think that, monitoring can be good, but it's you can also get obsessed with it.
Oh, you can.
Unhealthy.
Oh, that would be very easy. I mean, what about this? Oh, I've got a program coming up tomorrow.
You do.
That's going to be tomorrow at 10:30. Am I correct? For
that's
one
right.
hour, 10:30 to 11:30. And we're going to bring in what? Ghosts?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the paranormal.
Yeah, ghosts and spirits and haunted places. I was on the air earlier with Scott Jabba about that. I think I covered 15 places that are supposedly haunted. St. Louis is one of the most haunted cities in the world. So tomorrow we're going to talk about this, 10:30. How do people get involved? They can get involved right now. Can they call now, or what do they have to do?
They sure can. No one's staffing the phones today, but we will get back to you before class tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you would wish to register on the phone with somebody. But you can also go to our website and sign up for that class right now. And if you're new to
what
Oasis,
is the website?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's oasisnet.org /STL.
oasisnet.org. Okay.
/STL. And you can look up your class. You can search by your name or by the title or by date. And if you are new to Oasis, you can use the coupon code KMOX2022 and get 20% off your first shopping cart.
Now, that's pretty darn good. 20% off, coupon code KMOX2022. And you literally can call and leave all your information right now, and somebody will get back to you early in the morning and then just show up about what time would you?
10. I mean, you know, 10 minutes before the program begins is perfectly fine. So.
Program's at 10:30, and I'll let you explain. I know where it is, but how do you tell somebody, okay, I want to come to the program. Well, sure. Where is it and how do I get there?
Sure. So Oasis, we have several program locations across the metro area, but tomorrow's program that you're running is at the center of Clayton. So it's at 50 Gay Avenue in Clayton, 63105.
Now, how do you find Gay Avenue in Clayton? Where are you
coming? If you're going north on 170, okay, you get off of the Ladue exit and take a right, and then Gay Avenue will be pretty much the first, I think it's the first stoplight, and then you take a right, and you'll come upon a community center, and we are on the second floor.
It's a great community center, well-known.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. It's a big place. Now, that you talked before about the big anniversary event, 40 years, 40th anniversary. When and where is this going to happen?
Yeah, so our three former and current presidents will be at the Missouri History Museum on Tuesday, November 8th, and it is voting day. But you know, if you can plug this into your calendar that day, vote before or after if you hadn't already. And our program is free to the public, but we do encourage you to register. And it is from 11 to 12:30. And so it will be a panel style discussion. But you can really, you know, ask all those burning questions about how Oasis has evolved over these 40 years and where we plan to go in the next.
What's the name of the program?
What is the name of the program? It is the
We Can Do
We Can Do Better.
We can do better. Yes, we can, can't we?
We can do better for older adults. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And that was really, again, how Oasis was born.
Hey, you mentioned brochures, and they're very nice. But where do you get them? I've saw them at the center of Clayton. But.
Sure. So, yeah. So we have a beautiful print catalog that we create three times a year. You can give us a call and we can make sure that you're on the mailing list. We don't do a ton of extra, extra catalog drops at locations anymore, just to make sure that we're using our resources most effectively.
Sure.
So, all the material is online, so you can look at the catalog online as well as the classes. But yes, if you still want to hold it in your hands, you can give us a call if you don't already get it. And then usually once you register and attend a class, then you'll be on the list to continue to get it.
Now, online, how do they do that again?
Yeah, so you can go to oasisnet.org/St. Louis. And you can register for classes there, and you can give us a call as well if you wish to receive a catalog at 314-862-29. Sorry,
erase that number. Now this is the real number.
Erase it. 314-862-4859, extension 24.
Do that number one more time.
314-862-4859, extension 24.
That's easy
to
do.
I think I pass. I think it's the same number twice.
And I hope a lot of people. Do we know how many people are coming at this point?
It's tomorrow. You got a packed house tomorrow. We've got people in St. Louis that are going to come to the center of Clayton. We've got people locally that are going to log on to Zoom and enjoy from wherever their remote location is. And we also have people from around the country joining the program as well. So, yeah,
but
come join the party.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a party. And then we're going to do another one on the 14th, Monday the 14th of November. That's Gaslight Square.
Right.
Memories. So many people have memories, wonderful memories of Gaslight Square. Somebody sent me a photograph of a place just yesterday. Then on the 12th of December, it'll be Holy St. Louis, all about churches and religions and so on. And we'll talk about it on the air in the near future. But our time is up because John Gunther, the noted architect and your friend and also a participant in Oasis program, is going to be on with us in just a few minutes.
Outstanding. So, that's great.
It's so nice of you to be here. Thank you. Thank you
for the invitation.
You're always welcome. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
That's Juliette Simone. This is Johnny Rabbit. And we're on KMOX. We're at your service. And then, as I said, you're going to hear about some architecture in St. Louis and a really interesting program by a guy who does paintings. Well, I'll let John Gunther tell you how he does these paintings, but it's something maybe you have in your kitchen cabinet that you can use as a canvas, so to speak. We'll find out more in minutes, and then in a little bit we'll hear from Michael Musgrave Perkins from the Confluence Academies and the Sun Theater in St. Louis. At your service, this is Johnny Rabbit at KMOX. And hey, we're going out west to hear from John Gunther, who's traveling around the city and thinking about architectural items and buildings and things that he loves, and he loves a heck of a lot and tells a lot about it. We were talking to John, I don't know if you heard it, Juliet Simone was here, and I know you're going to be doing a couple programs for Oasis. Is that true? Well, where is John Gunther? Is he there somewhere? We're searching for him. We can't find him right now. Well, maybe we'll have to come back to John Gunther. He's disappeared. Might have gone into some spooky old haunted house, and something strange has happened to him. So in the meantime, John, we'll try to get you back, and we're going to talk to our next guest, who is right here, right now. I know he's. I see him. He is here.
Yeah. No chance I'm going to go anywhere.
Oh, thank you for being here very much. It's Michael Musgrave Perkins himself. What the heck is the title of your job at the Confluence Academies? You have an interesting title.
Yeah, I am the theater department chair and the technical director at Grand Center Arts Academy. We're one of a network that's called Confluence Academies. So we have Grand Center, which is also joined by Aspire Academy, South City Academy, Old North Academy, and then actually right across the block from the studio is a Confluence Preparatory Academy, which is our other 9 through 12 institution.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, so I spend most of my time at Grand Center Arts Academy, again, as the theater department chair and technical director for the Sun Theater.
Wow, okay. The Grand Center Arts Academy, maybe people have seen it. Maybe they're going to Powell Hall or going to the Fox Theater. You're right across from Powell Hall.
You've probably walked past it and not realized that it was a school, although that has hopefully been less of the case in the recent years. During COVID, when we were virtual and then later hybrid learning models, mm-hmm. We got some great signage that's on our main building. So you'll see our logo. You'll see the signs on the outside that says, hey, we're actually a school. But yeah, we are located at 711 North Grand, directly across from Powell Hall and about a block away from the Fox Theater. We're in the heart of the Grand Center Arts District, surrounded by some fantastic companies that do theater, dance, music, visual art, lots of great opportunities for our students, and it's a prime location to have a quality arts education.
It certainly is. It's a great location and a great building. It's a very large building. Can you tell us a little about the history of that place?
So the school itself or the Sun?
No, the school.
The school. So the school was founded back in 2010. I actually don't know the company that used to occupy the building that we're in, but I am told, I believe it used to be a bank.
It was the Carter Carburetor.
Okay, thank you.
Offices.
And it was an office building of sorts.
There could have been a bank of some sort in there at one time or another.
Gotcha. I know the history of the Sun Theater. We'll talk about that.
We'll go down the street
later
to the Sun, yeah, which is around the corner. It's right at the corner of Grand and Grandel Square. It was the Pythian building. Mm-hmm. The Pythian Hall, the Knights of Pythias.
Right.
Those characters, they had moved there from Pine Street and I don't know. I guess they're disbanded long ago. I don't remember them other than having that building. And there actually had been a nightclub on the top floor in their old ceremonial rooms called the Shamrock Club.
Mm-hmm. So when you walk into the school, we have, you know, these great, like, Art Deco-inspired architecture that mm-hmm. now has become, like, our cafeteria. And then the lower floors 1 through 5 are a converted parking garage, but
right.
We have converted those into classroom spaces. But occasionally as you walk through, you see these giant concrete columns, and like that's where the parking garage used to be. But then when you get to the 6th and 7th floor, which is where we have many of our dance and theater classrooms, those have been converted into studio spaces, but they still have these lovely Gothic style doors mm-hmm. and great, you know, woodworking moldings, even some remnants of what used to be like phone booths that will close. And I think our students are fascinated by the relics of the landline.
I imagine they are. And
yeah.
It's interesting that I thought the parking garage was still there. That was the first parking garage of its type in St. Louis. It was actually attached to an office building.
So, oh, wow.
Historically, yeah. Significant.
So, you wouldn't know by looking at it. I mean, it looks like a six-story building, but now it's fully occupied by classrooms, office spaces, makers, everything from a makerspace to a dance studio to just your typical classrooms. But yeah, again, they're separated by these gigantic stone columns that I think students look at and go, what's going on here? But then we explain, oh yeah, this used to be a parking garage. But then
this is a very large building, and using all of this building plus added the parking garage. How many students on the basement?
Yeah, we use everything from the basement to the seventh floor.
Wow.
Plus the Sun Theater, which is just two doors down from that.
How many students?
We have about 630 students, grades 6 through 12. So we have our 6th through 8th grade teachers plus our 9th through 12 teachers. And then all of our arts departments, we teach all of those grades.
What happens to the students afterwards? Do they kind of automatically go to a certain college or university? Or
Hopefully. I mean, we have partnerships with different universities. We have colleges and universities that visit our school throughout the year, not always with an arts focus. We like to encourage the students, if they want to pursue a professional career in the performing arts or visual arts, we will give them the resources to do that. But we want to see where their passion is, where it takes them. And even if they don't end up pursuing this as a career, they get a quality arts education with us.
The students come from where? How do the students get to your place? How do they get in there? How do they become a student at the Grand Center Arts Academy?
First, they apply, because we are Confluence Academies is a network of public charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no tuition. Students do have to apply, though. Most of our students are coming from city and county, actually. We recently expanded our range, basically, so all eligible students can come from St. Louis City or St. Louis County.
No tuition.
And once they apply, they're contacted by someone in our office, and they will come and do a demonstration, and they get to choose if they want to demonstrate in one of four areas, because we have four arts pathways that they can do. I mean, not unlike like a university major of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to choose theater, which is my department. You also have visual art, music, which also leads to vocal and instrumental music. So they can choose either one of those, as well as dance.
This is an amazing place. I think more people really need to know about it. And maybe you're going to help.
That's
that.
That's why I'm here. Yeah,
you're here for this. And you've got an open house coming up.
We do, yeah. We have an open house on December 3rd. And sure, I'll restate these later on. But you can get more information by going to GrandCenterArtsAcademy.org. You can follow us on Facebook. You're looking up Grand Center Arts Academy. And then you can also look at our Instagram at TheOfficialGCAA. And you can also call 314-533-1791.
Give me that number again, if you would.
314-533-1791.
Mm-hmm. 1791.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is exciting. And something else is exciting.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Is that true? Well, where is John Gunther? Is he there somewhere? We're searching for him. We can't find him right now. Well, maybe we'll have to come back to John Gunther. He's disappeared. Might have gone into some spooky old haunted house and something strange has happened to him. So in the meantime, John, we'll try to get you back and we're going to talk to our next guest who is right here, right now. I see him. He is here.
No chance I'm going to go anywhere.
Oh, thank you for being here very much. It's Michael Musgrave Perkins himself. What the heck is the title of your job at the Confluence Academies? You have an interesting title.
Yeah, I am the theater department chair and the technical director at Grand Center Arts Academy. We're one of a network that's called Confluence Academies. So we have Grand Center, which is also joined by Aspire Academy, South City Academy, Old North Academy, and then actually right across the block from the studio is a Confluence Preparatory Academy, which is our other 9 through 12 institution.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, so I spend most of my time at Grand Center Arts Academy, again, as the theater department chair and technical director for the Sun Theater.
Wow, okay. The Grand Center Arts Academy, maybe people have seen it. Maybe they're going to Powell Hall or going to the Fox Theater. You're right across from Powell Hall.
Yeah, you've probably walked past it and not realized that it was a school, although that has hopefully been less of the case in the recent years. During COVID, when we were virtual and then later hybrid learning models, we got some great signage that's on our main building. So you'll see our logo. You'll see the signs on the outside that says, hey, we're actually a school. But yeah, we are located at 711 North Grand, directly across from Powell Hall and about a block away from the Fox Theater. We're in the heart of the Grand Center Arts District, surrounded by some fantastic companies that do theater, dance, music, visual art, lots of great opportunities for our students. And it's a prime location to have a quality arts education.
It certainly is. It's a great location and a great building. It's a very large building. Can you tell us a little about the history of that place?
So the school itself or the Sun?
No, the school.
The school. So the school was founded back in 2010 I actually don't know the company that used to occupy the building that we're in, but I am told, I believe it used to be a bank.
It was the Carter Carburetor.
Carburetor, okay, thank you.
Offices.
And it was an office building of sorts. Thank
there could
you.
Have been a bank of some sort in there at one time or
gotcha.
Another.
Gotcha. I know the history of the Sun Theater. Uh-huh. We'll talk about that.
We'll go down the street
later.
To the Sun, yeah. Which is around the corner. It's right at the corner of Grand and Grandel Square. It was the Pythian building.
Mm-hmm.
The Pythian Hall, the Knights of Pythias.
Right. Oh, right.
Those characters, they had moved there from Pine Street and... I don't know. I guess they're disbanded long ago. I don't remember them other than having that building. And there actually had been a nightclub on the top floor in their old ceremonial rooms called the Shamrock Club.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you walk into the school, yes. We have, you know, these great, like, Art Deco inspired architecture that mm-hmm. now has become like our cafeteria. And then the lower. Floors 1 through 5 are a converted parking garage, but
right.
we have converted those into classroom spaces. But occasionally as you walk through, you see these giant concrete columns, and like that's where the parking garage used to be. But then when you get to the 6th and 7th floor, which is where we have many of our dance and theater classrooms, those have been converted into studio spaces, but they still have these lovely Gothic style doors mm-hmm. and great, woodworking moldings, even some remnants of what used to be like phone booths that will close. And I think our students are fascinated by the relics of the landline.
I imagine they are. And
yeah.
It's interesting that I thought the parking garage was still there. That was the first parking garage of its type in St. Louis. It was actually attached to an office building. So
oh, wow.
Historically yeah. significant.
So, you wouldn't know by looking at it. I mean, it looks like a 6-story
yeah.
building, but now it's fully occupied by classrooms, office spaces, makers, everything from a makerspace to a dance studio to
wow.
Just your typical classrooms. But, yeah, again, they're separated by these gigantic stone columns that I think students look at it and go, what's going on here? But then we explain, oh, yeah, this used to be a mm-hmm. a parking garage. But then
this is a very large building, and using all of this building plus added the parking garage. How
plus
many students?
On the basement.
The basement.
Yeah, we use everything from the basement to the 7th floor.
Wow.
Plus the Sun Theater, which is just 2 doors down from that.
How many students?
We have about 630 students, grades 6 through 12. So we have our 6th through 8th grade teachers plus our 9th through 12 teachers. And then all of our arts departments, we teach all of those grades.
What happens to the students afterwards? Do they kind of automatically go to a certain college or university? Or
Hopefully. I mean, we have partnerships with different universities. We have colleges and universities that visit our school throughout the year, not always with an arts focus. We like to encourage the students if they want to pursue a professional career in the performing arts or visual arts, we will give them the resources to do that. But we want to see where their passion is, where it takes them. And even if they don't end up pursuing this as a career, they get a quality arts education with us.
The students come from where? How do the students get to your place? How do they get in there? How do they become a student at the Grand Center Arts Academy?
First, they apply because we are Confluence Academies is a network of public charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no tuition. Students do have to apply, though. Most of our students are coming from city and county, actually. We recently expanded our range, basically. So all eligible students can come from St. Louis City or St. Louis County.
No tuition.
And once they apply, they're contacted by someone in our office, and they will come and do a demonstration. And they get to choose if they want to demonstrate in one of 4 areas, because we have 4 arts pathways that they can do. I mean, not unlike like a university major of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to choose theater, which is my department. You also have visual art, music, which also leads to vocal and instrumental music. So they can choose either one of those, as well as dance.
This is an amazing place. I think more people really need to know about it, but maybe you're going to help
that.
That's
why I'm here. Yeah,
you're here for this. And you've got an open house coming up.
We do. Yeah, we have an open house on December 3rd. And sure, I'll restate these later on, but you can get more information by going to GrandCenterArtsAcademy.org. You can follow us on Facebook. You're looking up Grand Center Arts Academy. And then you can also look at our Instagram at TheOfficialGCAA. And you could also call 314-533-1791.
Give me that number again, if you would.
314-533-1791.
1791.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is exciting. And something else that's exciting is a building right down the street from
me. Oh, yeah. That's the building that I call home. It's like it's our little island. It's funny because before we get into like the history of it, this is how crazy it is. So the Sun Theater, it is a part of Grand Center Arts Academy, but we're actually in two different zip codes.
Oh my gosh,
I didn't know that. Literally,
that's funny.
We're two doors down.
Yeah,
and so I walk through two zip codes all day, every day, whether I go to our main school building, whether I go back to the Sun. So the Sun actually sits in 63108, and Grand Center Arts Academy sits at 63103.
Michael, we're going to take a break, come back and take a look at the Sun Theater,
fantastic,
so to speak. We're here at your service. I'm Johnny Rabbit, and we're going to find out about a theater that you, I'm sure, have seen but maybe have never been in. We'll listen here. You're playing KMOX right now, and whatever the speaker may be. And our speaker next is Michael Musgrave Perkins, and he is with a lot of organizations, but we'll concentrate on Grand Center Arts Academy and the Sun Theater on Grandel Square. What about that theater?
Well, it's now a performance space. It's our main gathering space for the school. So we have everything from, like, say, a pep rally this week for our homecoming dance, to everyday classes, to assemblies, but then we'll put on full-scale productions in it as well. But the theater is actually over 100 years old, and almost 110.
Yeah.
And started as a vaudeville and then a movie house space, lived most of its life as a movie house space. And I did just some very basic research because there's not been the definitive history written about a building like this, but the Sun is actually really lucky in that it's one of the few movie houses in the city that's kind of been preserved at this scale. In my research, you'd read about all of these other theaters that just aren't there anymore or that have been converted into either commercial space or residential space. But the Sun is still being used for its original intent. But it's gone by many names. It's the Sun now.
Yes.
But it started as the Victoria.
German language theater.
Yeah, it was a German language theater. And then it became the Fox Liberty or Liberty Music Hall. And then for a few years, it jockeyed between being called the World Theater or back to the Liberty Theater. And then spent some years in the late 30s, early 40s as either the Lotus Club or the Hi-Hat Club or the 400 Club. And then finally around 1950 is when it was called the Sun. And then briefly for some reason, and I can't find out why, it was called the Lynn Theater, L-Y-N. And I found some images of it. You can actually go to cinematreasures.org. That's where I found most of these pictures that people have just kind of put up. Either they've taken them themselves or they found them in some other places. So I saw a marquee that was called the Lynn, and I think it was just because it was easy to change it from Sun to Lynn and then back to the Sun. But they changed the entire marquee. It used to have this amazing neon marquee that would light up. But between, you know, the 50s and the early 2000s, it really just fell into disrepair.
Yeah, it did.
It completely fell apart. There was a
church at one time called Faith Tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
And the Faith Tabernacle, the one that kind of upgraded it with outdoor fire escapes and so on. And then it was for a while owned by the Koppler family.
Right.
And then they were going to do... right up your alley, they were going to do TV specials from there. That was the idea, to use the stage, and they were going to use Channel 11 for that. But it just didn't work out at all. They started with the project, and then It was either sold, I think it was given to Theater Project Company.
Mm-hmm. It was donated.
The problem was the Koppler and his associates wanted the air conditioning from the roof. So when the air conditioning was removed from the roof, whoever removed the air conditioning removed the roof.
Right.
And the water just poured in and just ruined all of that. Well, once more beautiful. It is beautiful now, but all of the walls inside. At one point, trees were growing out of the top.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was a tree growing in the middle of what was the seating. So in about shortly after 2010, when the school was founded, the Lawrence Group were the ones who were heading up the restoration of the Sun, which reopened around 2014 with new classrooms. They added an entire eastern wall. Yeah, there's a whole section. The eastern section of the theater is new. They restored all of the original molding and just decorations. They also took out about 300 seats.
Wow.
To create a third floor of classroom space. So we have classrooms that are up there now. We have a multi-purpose space that's behind the balcony that we use right now as a dance space, or really just a multi-purpose space. But we're still left with 600 amazing seats in this auditorium, and a lovely proscenium stage that's about 35 feet deep and a little over 35 feet wide. A really just lovely gem that's now in the center of the Arts District.
People need to see it. We're going to be showing it on a tour for the History Museum. But the open house, tell me about that again.
So the open house for Grand Center Arts Academy is going to be December 3rd. I don't believe there's appointments needed. You can just come that day. I'll probably be there, as well as representatives from all of our other arts departments and our core departments. You really get a sense of what we do at the school. But you can also find out more information. Go to GrandCenterArtsAcademy.org. You can call our school at 314-533-1791. You can look us up on Facebook, Grand Center Arts Academy, or on Instagram at the official GCAA.
Well, next time you're in that area and going to Powell Hall or the Fox, take a look at both of those buildings and to understand what's going on, the vital things that are happening in there. It's terrific. Michael, thank you so much
for
being
here.
Thank
you so much for having me, Johnny.
We'll talk again. Michael Musgrave Perkins. And speaking of talking, I think John Gunther has arrived with us. John?
Yes, hello.
There you are. What about this event coming up? This artist that is doing some of these works of art in a very unusual way.
Well, thank you so much, Johnny. The show is called Drawing St. Louis, and it's by Peter Rush, who is an architect and artist from Sydney, Australia. And he, from time to time, visits St. Louis and sketches urban street scenes. And he does amazing work. This show will be held at the Piper Palm House in Tower Grove Park on October 12th. That's this coming Wednesday from 6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. only. So just one night only. We hope you can attend.
Well, the thing that he's done, you've sent me a photograph, and it was a very interesting photograph. It was the old Evangeline residence, now the Railton residence, on 18th Street, just north of Union Station. And it was very unusual. But what made it unusual? There's something different about how it was presented.
Right. Well, Peter's sketches are really quite stunning, and he uses a very different medium, whereas many artists will draw on paper and so on. Peter likes to unfold a cereal box and draw on the inside of the cereal box. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, the box is laid open and complete with tabs and everything. But what is different is it's a very strong substrate for him to draw while he's out in the street scenes sketching what he sees. But also the texture of the inside of this cardboard box for the cereal is very wonderful to draw on. So he draws with ink pens and then Prismacolor colored pencils. And the texture of that surface is magnificent, produces beautiful results through the eyes of Peter Rush, who simply immerses you into various street scenes all around St. Louis.
They really are. They're quite interesting. What about buildings in St. Louis? Do you have some favorites that you'd like to tell us about?
I'd love to do that. In terms of the most favorite building, we start at the Arch, as we start at the riverfront, as our city did with the Gateway Arch. And that is a magnificent design by Eero Saarinen. And it was originally designed in 1947. That's 75 years ago. And now it was topped out on October 28, 1965. So that anniversary is coming up. But it's a breathtaking stainless steel arch that is 630 feet in height and 630 feet in width. Another really wonderful building of great significance is the Wainwright Building downtown. And this is at 111 North 7th Street. And this was designed by Lewis Sullivan of Chicago, the firm Adler & Sullivan. This goes back to 1890 to 91. And this housed the St. Louis Brewers Association. And it is known as the first building to express the vertical nature of the high-rise. And it's interesting because it's only 10 stories in height, but it really soars vertically. And as a side note, the beautiful ornament that one sees in the terracotta panels is actually derived from the hop family. And as you know, the hops are key ingredients to brewing. So it's a perfect building to express the function within.
Well, it makes sense. Well, John, thank you for taking some time. We'll have to do this more to cover some more buildings maybe the next time we speak. And head to the Piper Palm House this Wednesday from 6 to 8.
Good. Thank you so much, and great to talk.
Thank you, John Gunther. This is Johnny Rabbit. We're at your service.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.